music, entertainment, black culture. We're listening to.
And I'm counting every one of y'all until I get to a million.
Yo, what's good, everybody? I'm Trey.
It's your boy, Million.
And you have now tuned in to Listening to Millions.
Hey, listen. This is deeper than a podcast. I want y'all to come sit down with us.
And today, we're trying something different. So, over the summer, you know, we got a new setup. Mm-hmm. Keep your awes and applause at the end. It's kind of basic. So, what we're going to do is a little thing called From the Couch Mini Pods. And we're just going to check in with you guys in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
From the couch.
Yeah, because we got class right now. We got work. We got all types of things going on. But we want to keep this content rolling out for y'all. So, hey, man, we're doing our best. Plus, we need to post more. We're working on posting more content, bro. Because we've been kind of slacking on that. I've been slacking too.
I've been fucking up audio recordings. it's been taking us 2 weeks. We've been trying, man.
Man, I hate looking at that editing. It doesn't even make sense, bro. I really hate looking at that shit. But we gonna get on it though, for real, y'all. We kicking them out from here on out, bro. Especially because we were trying to reach 500 subscribers.
Yeah,
in five weeks,
and I think we have 3 weeks left on that. So you got. I mean, we will extend the giveaway if we have to. But we're not giving anybody $100
until we crack that 500.
So please help us out. Help us help you.
In facts, bro. Because I'm like, hey, honestly, the longer y'all take with this 100, I could be put in somewhere else.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? New cameras?
New cameras.
More lights?
I was working on the LSAT today, too. I'm working on scheduling that up for law school and stuff like that. So, hey, man, I need the money now, but I'll give it away. You feel me? Like, I'll give it away. Just help us get there, though.
You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my human resource certification, so y'all better watch out.
Y'all better tee up, bro, for real.
But, man, how you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm pretty good. I can't complain. I had an off day today, and I just kind of relaxed. Of course, I got the edit out. I mean, I got the video out from earlier, but aside from that, I kind of just took a little chill pill. Don't usually do that a lot because I've been working like crazy, bro. I almost hit like overtime at my job.
Man, I've been in. I ain't gonna cap.
Hold on. How are you doing, Trey?
Oh, my bad. I was finna go. All right, so I've been talking about work stressing you out, bro. Like, this is the first job where all I do is sit behind the computer. And it sounds sweet, right? It sounds easy. That shit hard as fuck, bro. Like, at least at Lowe's, like, nothing is mentally challenging. When I was working at Lowe's, I was picking shit up, putting shit down. It was easy. Here, I have to actually, like, and use my analytical skills. And I'm not saying, like, that's going to be hard for me in the future. It's just the first time where I'm like, damn. Like, usually I'm stressed out because my body is sore. Now I'm stressed out. Like, I have headaches looking at numbers all day.
Dang, for real?
Yes.
Because when you said I was stressed, I was like, I ain't stressing necessarily. Bro, I mean, where I work at, it's not too much logical thinking.
Yeah.
I did try and get, like, this salesman position. So I've been selling stuff. Honestly, selling stuff is easier than I thought it was.
Sales is easy. I mean, I don't know how sales is from a corporate standpoint, but when it came from working in retail, sales is easy as hell.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. So it. Honestly, it's the older women that be really getting at me, bro. Like, I'm just sitting here biting my lip, smiling. And she, bro, I got two sales off of that shit in one day. Well, three sales, but two from two different women, older women. So,
do y'all get commissions?
No, bro. And that's why I'm like, this is not the move, bro. This is not the move at all. But hey, we, like I said, man, this is all temporary.
We're gonna be podcasting. And also at work, they had me working on this project. Bro, I'm looking at everybody else's project. Like, I'm talking to all the other interns. They're like, their projects are so simple. Mm. And, like, at least when it comes to their department, like, it's something that is feasible. What they ask for me, I'm just like, I'm not saying I can't do it. So, if any of my bosses come across, I can do it. But the thing that they task me with is just so much reporting. Like, I have to, all right, so each meal has at least, and mill as in sawmill, not mill as in million. But each mill has like about 40 reports that they deal with, right? So I'm looking at 13 mills where I have to create one report that each mill can feed all of their 40 reports into, if that makes sense. Mm. So that's what's been.
I'm just saying, but I really didn't. It really don't make sense. I'm sure it don't make sense at all to y'all either. But
it barely made sense to me when they told me to do it. So now I'm just trying to figure out how I'm gonna do that. But Mill, you had a question for me.
All right, bro. So with all the things going on in the world right now, we got the shootings. I just seen something the other day. It said there's been like 200 mass shootings in America alone this year. This year,
that's
bro.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, hold on, what? Like that? Because at first I seen the first couple of shootings, and I was like, I mean, I'm kind of used to it. But when they said 200, I said, damn. But there ain't no way.
I think the dictionary definition of a mass shooting is any shooting where five or more people are injured. So like the scale of mass shooting we're thinking about, like you're thinking about the Twitch stream guy who killed the people at the grocery store, and that crazy teenager. Both young guys though,
right,
who went into the middle school and shot it up. I mean elementary school and shot it up. Both terrible events.
Oh, and then there was that grocery store one.
Yeah, that's the one that was on Twitch.
Oh yeah, that's
where
on
he
Twitch.
Killed the black people.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like honestly, it's been like they said 200 mass shootings. Yeah. Still, five people injured
is a lot.
That's a lot.
Hey, don't quote me on that definition. I know somebody already typed it.
And don't quote me on the number either. I'm just saying this is from hearsay.
Yeah.
But the question is, at this point in America, should guns be abolished?
Guns shouldn't be abolished, but I've always said guns should be regulated. Like if you look at it, like Japan, right? You have the right to own a weapon, but you have to jump through so many trainings, so many certifications, mental health background checks, like criminal, like it's so much stuff that you have to do to make sure that you're sane enough to own a gun.
Right.
For you to get that gun. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like America has those same hoops. And I think it might be too late to implement those type of jumps. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if I've been telling you all your life, all you have to do is get a license and do a criminal background check, now out of nowhere, you still have all your guns. But in order for you to buy a new one, we have to go through a criminal background check. We have to go through a work history check. We have to go through a psychological back. Like all that stuff I feel like it's too late to implement stuff like that to keep people safe. But that's what I would like to see personally, because I feel as if you should have the right to bear arms.
So then what's a realistic answer though? Like, because I was honestly thinking to myself, like, hey, like, at this point, it's going to be damn near impossible to get rid of guns because
everybody,
especially down south,
yeah,
especially down south has the gun.
Yeah,
so it's like you're not taking away the gun. And like most of the time, half of the people that do have a gun is not licensed. Yeah. So it's like, okay, you don't even know that they have a gun anyway. So it's like, okay, so where do we become, when do we start regulating this, right? How do we start regulating this? But my thing is, I just got to the point where I was like, hey, since there's already so many guns, why not just have America, like every person over the age of 21 have a gun, like a pistol on them?
I mean, but that still wouldn't prevent mass shootings.
That's debatable because it's like, okay, now it's like, okay, now I know that this person has a gun on them 24/7. Like,
yeah.
If we make it so that people are like required to keep it on their hip at all times type shit, it's like, hey.
It's like, I feel like it's a double-edged sword, because it'll be situations where that person having that gun on his hip saved multiple lives, but it'll also be situations where everybody having a gun on their hip ends lives. Like, let's say you have an erratic person who's just like, man, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? They're mad as fuck, and they just pull that shit and kill somebody all over argument over 21 or some shit.
Right.
Just because, I mean, that happens now. You know what I'm saying? Like, so,
but it's less likely to happen when you're like, okay, this nigga has the same amount. This nigga has the same potential to kill me too. Like,
but what's the NRA's favorite saying?
What is it?
Guns don't kill people.
People kill people.
So if you put those guns in bad people's hands, regardless of everybody having one, it's still going to touch a bad person's hand. And if people kill people, that person will get killed. At the end of the day, you feel me?
Right,
so
but then that person as that good person, I guess, can defend themselves instead of just getting killed. Like, at this point, America is becoming the Wild Wild West, and we might as well. I'm just saying, we might as well.
We arguing over quick draw at this point.
We might as well. Quick draw. I'm just saying, we might as well, bro. It's the Wild Wild West out here. Hey, I got a gun on my hip. You got a gun on your hip. And if you want a problem, shit, we can solve it. Duels. We can start dueling, bro.
Now, I think that's the answer.
That's the answer?
Yeah, just straight up. We got beef? Fuck it. Let's duel it out.
Let's duel it out, nigga. Let's duel it out. I know, who was I talking to about this? But in certain states, you're actually allowed to, like, kill somebody because based off, like, with the duel. I think Texas for sure. I'm sure. I'm damn near sure that it's Texas.
I don't think that can't still be a thing.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. We need to look this up, bro. I'm sitting here telling you, bro. I could not believe it. But then they showed me the info. I was like, okay. But granted, it's the internet. You can do anything. But I'm just saying, honestly, that's kind of cool.
That would be a good. That's a good solution.
Like, hey, fuck it. Like, if you really got an issue with me, let's duel it out. One-on-one and then have one person. And that's the thing, though. It has to be one person regulating it. Or, like, to sit there and watch it.
Fuck that. Fuck the guns. Let's put the guns down. Everybody put on boxing gloves. That's what I want to see. Every time we have a problem, fuck, just grab the gloves.
Bro, it would be nice, but on some real shit, it's probably not going to happen.
Never going to happen.
It's not going
to
happen.
It's too late now.
And plus, boxing gloves is too hard to carry. Like, so it's like, fuck it. If we got a problem, like, say you in traffic, somebody cuts you off, fuck it. Duel, nigga. But, 10 steps.
But how much funnier would it be if every time somebody cuts you off in traffic, you get pissed off, you honk 3 times, everybody get out of the car with boxing gloves?
That would be so much. That would be amazing. But, bro, I'm trying to tell you, like, I'm being so realistic right now. Like, nigga, everybody, especially down south, already has a gun.
You're right.
Now, the thing is, it can't be an AR. I genuinely don't understand the point of having an AR.
I mean, okay, so, hold up. Let me ask. Can I ask them
go question for it, real go quick? For it.
My question to you guys is, what would you rather see? Every time somebody has beef, a 15-second duel in the street with boxing gloves or a shootout. Not like a regular shootout, a Wild West shootout, like dun-dun-dun-dun. You walk 5 paces, turn around, pew-pew. What would you guys want to see?
I know what y'all would want to see, but I'm just saying, realistically, realistically, we're already there, bro.
Okay, but to your, what was,
AR-15? I said ARs. Like, you can't duel with an AR if I have a pistol. Everybody should be required to have a pistol on their
head. Because the AR-15s that they have in circulation now, like, they're not real rifles. They're like AR-15 pistols with rifle attachments. So it's not like everybody's just walking around with a fully automatic AR like the military. It's an AR-15 pistol. It's like a semi-automatic weapon that's just, you're able to buy attachments to upgrade it to make it into a almost like a full-body AR, but
It's still not okay. It's still unfair. If you're able to, like, honestly, bro, I think that it should literally, like, if anything, the minimum that we could do is keep it to 8 bullets a chamber.
Yeah. What I've always said was, I feel as if we should stop the regulation of things such as AR-15s, like of those fully automatic rifles and stuff. Yeah. Because any military grade weapon a normal citizen doesn't need. You feel me? Like,
facts.
If we all had access to rifles, pistols, and shotguns, it would be a much safer place opposed to the weapons that you see get used in these mass shootings and shit. Mm-hmm. But then again, I kind of agree with the NRA when they say that people kill people. But I feel
people,
as if,
oh, go for it.
But I also feel as if a person can't, you can limit the weapon in which a person uses.
Right.
You feel me? So, like, if that person was planning on showing up with a machine gun, but he only has a shotgun, opposed to killing 15 people, he can only kill 5. Or if that person was planning to come with a pistol and he only has a knife, opposed to killing 5 people, he can only kill 1. You feel me? Like, it's less of a chance of those mass things happening.
I've been listening to Charlamagne the God speak on this topic, and he's been saying, like, humanity, we're in charge of keeping each other safe.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's like, fuck it. That's why I say, like, we have to have those. We both have to have guns. Because at this point, you're giving somebody a distinct advantage over your life when you give that person a gun.
That is true.
And I hate the fact that I have to use a gun. I genuinely hate the fact that I have a gun right now.
Yeah.
But it's like, bruh, I got to, bruh. It's, I got to. Especially where I live, nigga, there's crackheads over there.
You can't stay safe. Safety is crack. You gotta stay dangerous.
Them crackheads is different. They're not harmful. Crackheads are the least harmful people.
Yeah, they're just different. But
except that one we've seen in Atlanta.
Which one?
That nigga that spit on that girl.
Hold up. Wait. We're gonna talk about that. Let me ask them a question. What do you guys think should be done with the gun control situation? Should we take away everybody's guns, or should we bring in new regimens or new rules in order to regulate guns? Now tell them about that damn crackhead.
Bro, we was tell in me, Atlanta, bro. We was at Dragon's Den. We went across the street.
Oh, my God. What was that nigga? What was the nickname?
I don't know.
They said, like, Harry, you can't come in here.
Bro, this nigga was trying to get in that bitch so bad. All he wanted was a 10-piece
honey barbecue.
10-piece honey barbecue.
That's all he wanted. And he wasn't even buying it for himself. He was buying it for this lady that was paralyzed.
Yes. That's what he said,
at least. That's what he said, at least.
But apparently, this nigga was a demon. Like, no cap. She was like, you can't come in here, Harry. You can't come in here. You spit on me. I said, damn. Like, shit. And then hey, bro, can you buy this food for me? Can you buy it? I was like, bro, leave me alone, bro. Like,
and then he had came to me, bro. Y'all know I'm a little sympathetic, bro. I was like.
Sympathetic, nigga. This nigga ignored him, bro.
Oh, God.
I answered the nigga. I was like, nah, bro, I can't help you, bro. I can't help you.
This nigga ignored. Oh, God, I ain't even looked at. I looked that man dead in his eyes and just said. Like, I ain't say nothing to bro. I felt bad on this. I was just looking at him. He was like, hey, bro, can you buy me this 10-piece? And that lady said, you can't buy shit. You can't buy. I was like, damn. All right. Like,
but it's just like, bro, honestly, when I heard that this nigga spit on somebody, I was like, bro, that's when my senses started alarming. My senses started tingling, nigga.
And you know what? The first thing we said was, bro, what would we do if that nigga spit on us? Like, when we beat this old man's ass, I said, I'm whooping his ass.
We got to describe the nigga, though. Describe the nigga.
Okay.
Skinny. Black guy, not any much taller than these.
They can't even see.
He
was about yay high.
Yeah,
about yay high. At least
super skinny, bro.
Okay, so black don't crack unless it's on crack.
Yeah.
So I would say anywhere from the 60 to 65 range, maybe 70.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe mm-hmm. 70.
And he was light. Like he was probably like around 100 pounds type shit.
100. I have like. Anybody who knows us knows that we both have this little switch. Like we be chill, but it's this little switch, bro. If you flip that switch just the right way, it's a little switch, bro, in the back of our heads. I'm like, all right, bro, you crossed the fucking line.
When I heard that this nigga spits on people, bro, I just was like, yo, I'ma lose it if this nigga spits on me. And I said, hey Trey, real shit, bro. If this nigga spit on you, would you have beat his ass?
I said yes. Without hesitation, I said yes. I said Mill was like, I don't know, bro.
I can't bring myself to do it because it's like, bro, like honestly, he's an old ass man. I feel like I'm bullying. I'm not a bully type of person, bro. Like if I'm flaming somebody and they're not responding, I'ma feel bad. Like, damn, nigga, you ain't gonna stick up for yourself. I'm not gonna keep on going.
Yeah.
But if I'm beating this nigga's ass, like I'm not that angry of a person, honestly.
Bro, nah, I'm not that angry of a person, but if you spit in my face, I'm not gonna like if I could get two, all I need is two good ones. I swear two good ones would have dropped it. That's all I need is a mink mink. So that was probably OG out there. So you know, I hit that nigga two times and then
them niggas was not protecting no fucking crackhead, bro. Hey, at the end of the night, though, that nigga still got them wings, though.
He did.
That nigga still got them guns.
Bro, let me tell you how he got these wings. Bro, he pestered every single person that went in that store until he got until he got that damn 10-piece honey barbecue with a Dr. Pepper, bro. That nigga bartered all day. I don't even think he had enough money. Because it only looked like he had $5 bills in his hand.
Yeah.
It looked like he had $1 bills in his hand, like 75 cents. And I had the same thing. My shit was at least $11.
All right, so my question to y'all is, would you beat up a crackhead if they spit in your face, bro? Like I said, this person is skinny as hell, short as hell, and let's say you're 6 feet tall. You're like me, bro. Are you really finna bully this guy?
I would have gave that nigga the 10-piece combo he was looking for.
That shit was wild. But then now that I think about it, though, back to the gun topic.
Yeah.
What happens if we put guns in crackheads? If I said everybody gets the right to carry a gun on them, that means including crackheads.
But there will probably be some type of rule like no ex-cons and crackheads.
But then that's kind of unfair to the ex-cons. Like, damn, I can't protect myself.
But ex-cons put themselves because a lot of ex-cons can't even have access to a weapon. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, because once you commit a crime, hey, fuck it, like.
Once you commit a felony,
you're
stripped of that Second Amendment right.
Yeah, you're stripped of that Second Amendment right, and you're stripped of protecting yourself.
Your right to vote.
I was just saying if we was in the Wild Wild West, you're stripped from protecting yourself at this point.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You know, because it's like, hey, fuck it, you did what you did. Hey, it is what it is. Huh. But crackheads having guns would be crazy.
That would be fire.
No, they probably that shit would be dangerous. Weird shit.
They probably no.
They probably would end up killing. You know, there's probably other,
some
bro.
Smart crackheads out there. What if they use the gun to light the crack? Like they shot it a couple times so it get hot and then use that smoke there. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that shit would be crazy, bro. No cap. But we should start, bro. I'm really thinking about it. Maybe the government can start regulating bullets and everything, bro. I don't know.
Speaking of competition, Mill, you want to tell them? Okay, let me start it off.
Start it off, nigga.
All right. So you know what I'm saying? I be having my hot days in the gym. These niggas be, oh shit, Trey is shooting. I be having my cold days in the gym.
I've never said Trey is a shooter.
On God, he has.
I have never said you was a shooter.
I be having my cold days in the gym. They be like, oh man, Trey ass. So
I say that.
I'm a hot and cold shooter. I tell everybody I know, I'm like, hey, bro, let me tell you what you're going to get from me. I'm a streaky shooter, bro. You're going to get 2 threes and a lay from me every game. If I'm on, if I'm off, you're not getting shit. And I tell everybody this. So Mill like, man, Trey, you be in the gym every day, but you're not really an athlete. You might be strong, but you're not really an athlete. So let me tell you what we're going to do. Mill, tell them what we're going to do to settle this argument.
Hey, man, so we're not going to do no basic sports right now. Going to do football. We're not going to do basketball. Shit, we're not even going to do baseball because that might be the one sport you're good at. But we will do kickball. I feel like that's where you could get your full athletic. Like, that's how you could see their full athlete. Like, the real athletes should come out at kickball. You're catching, you're throwing, you're running and throwing at the same time. You're constantly moving. That's how you see a real athlete, kickball.
So what the competition is going to be Team Trey versus Team Million.
And you know I'm getting dubs.
Bullshit. We're going to have all of our close friends, you know, people we talk about on the pod, like Khalil, Troy, and
Big Hollow.
And then we're also going to have some people. We're going to try to have some people who have been on the pod and who are going to be on the pod, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a team. We're going to meet up in Atlanta, and we're going to play kickball. And the loser of that game has to face a punishment.
We don't know the punishment yet, and it's going to be a severe one.
And if you guys have any idea of what you want to see us do, let us know in the comments.
For sure, for sure. Hey, and so we about to get this game rolling for real. If I DM you and I say you on my team, we just understand you're on the winning team, bro.
If I DM you,
you're on the winning team,
and I say you're on my team, just understand. We're going to kick ass, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Nah. Mills' teams never have fun because he's so focused on, we having fun, all right?
You said my team never has fun.
These teams never have fun, bro. They would. I ain't going to cap. You be willing your teams to some victories, though.
I'm trying to tell you.
When niggas be on my team, they have a good time every time.
Fuck fun. We winning.
And when we winning, I'm talking shit on my mama. That one day, when we was running threes, and then my team kept winning. Like, bro, Trey is not that good, bro. Guard up on this nigga. That shit.
I don't even recall.
But he recalled the games after that where he won, though.
Yeah, I do. Hey, but the one rule is no real athletes out there for real, for real. Like, nigga, I don't want to see no D1 nigga out there. I don't want to see no NFL players, basketball. Well, I guess we could have some hoopers out there, but no, nothing too crazy, because my knees is hurting. Like, my knees is getting bad, y'all.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
But let us know what that punishment should be in the comment. And who do you think going to win? Team Trey?
Or Team Million?
Let's get it.
All right, what was the last name? Shit, I think that's good.
Fuck it. Mini pod over, nigga. We're out.
We're out of here.